If you can just introduce me to your studio, is that where you mostly work?
Yes, I work most of the days here, and depends also on commissions or whatever, or open studios or whatever comes up, what I have to do. But probably 4 days a week here.
And what have we got here? We have some sewing machines.
Yeah, I've got an industrial sewing machine, which I use for heavy stuff, but I also use domestic machines. Got all my material here.
Yeah, which is
mainly bicycle inner tubes. So I get them all from a shop from Mill Road, mm-hmm. Life on a Bike. They save them for me, and they have more than I can possibly use. So and from time to time, I just pop in and then get the load. And I also have lots of advertising banners from the Science Festival here in Cambridge and the Festival of Ideas. These are my main ingredients for my bags. I mean, the other ones are much bigger, so I just cut them to size make shopping bags out of them or shoulder bags. Yeah, they're cool because they're all different. They are unique. Each has looks different.
Yeah, it looks really nice. Very impressive. Very good idea. How long have you been making them?
Well, I started 14 years ago, I think, making new bags from new material. But then I found my first advertising banner in a skip, in Girona in Spain, which I took home and made my first upcycled bags out, and got banners here in Cambridge, also from the Festival of Ideas, I think that was my first one. And since then I just recycled. I mean, there's so much of this material around, inner tubes in Cambridge, they're tons, so why should I use other materials? And it's a great material. It's very versatile. It's hard wearing. It's waterproof, water resistant, so it's great material.
So is that handbag made of inner tube?
Yes, yes. And
it doesn't look like inner tube at all.
Well, it gets when it's used, feels a little bit it's like soft and mm-hmm. almost not leather, but quite a nice feeling to it. Mm-hmm. And the linings are also used material from printing companies these are kind of color samples for big banners. And yeah, I just use them as linings. I used to use car seat belts from the scrapyards. So about 10 years ago, I was allowed to go into the scrapyard and cut them out of used cars, damaged cars. But I'm not allowed anymore because of health and safety reasons. So now I buy them.
Can they not cut them for you?
Yeah, but they could, but it's much more expensive than when I buy them new. It's a little bit ridiculous, but that's how it is. So, and then whatever people give me, for example, I got the bag recently, full bag with lanyards. So I use the straps for, for key holders. So there are these kind of things, and these as well, the clasps, so I don't have to buy them. As you can see, we also, I did this with a friend of mine. These are cocks from bikes. Used bikes.
But it's made into a candle holder.
It's made into a candle holder. Took us quite a long time to get them clean. They're quite like them. And people who bike or cycle, they like these kind of things.
So they would like to have the, if that was from my bike, I would probably like to have it in my home. Is that their idea?
Yes. It's also people kind of send me their used inner tubes, people who repair their bikes themselves and repair punctures. They keep them, and then sometimes I get the package and saying, well, you make something useful out of it. That's great. I had somewhere a note from someone who just sent me something. I don't know where it is now. Posted it on Facebook. This is an anonymous donor who sends me from time to time his inner tubes.
Okay. And what are those?
These are bike seat covers.
Made from
plastic bags, used plastic bags. Yes, they're quite useful. I mean, they protect the seat from the wet, the rain, and they're...
Environmentally friendly.
And
is there anything that you're looking at reusing at the moment, so apart from the inner tubes and apart from the banners?
All kind of banners. I mean, here I got the banner given from the Institute of Criminology. They had a conference, so I'm going to make some bags for them, and then they might sell them or give them as giveaways for when they have another conference or so.
Do you ever have too much of material? So too much of banners, too many inner tubes, too many lanyards, or is it that you use them very often and you are in need of it?
At the moment, I have inner tubes. I always have enough, because I can just get them. But sometimes it would be nice to get other banners, like the one from this year, from the Science Festival and Festival of Ideas. But that's sometimes quite difficult to get hold of the people who are responsible and for them. That would be nice to have the latest ones.
And because I reckon this is like a thing that you've been doing for the last couple of years. What did you do before you started working with the materials?
I used to be a sociologist, but I always liked making stuff with my hands and with like an outcome that I can feel, and rather than writing reports and doing interviews and stuff like this. So when we moved to Cambridge like 14, 15, 16 years ago, I took the chance started to make bags. I've been for like 5-6 years, I sold my things on the arts and craft market until I got the studio here 5 years ago or so, at the Cambridge Art Salon, and then I gave it up, and now I sell my stuff online and the Cambridge Museum. We just have now this month, I have decorated the window with together with Birgitte Brun. She makes jewellery, so we sell our things there and in some shops, bike shops, and at the Urban Shed. And we do open studios and Christmas fairs.
Any plans for the open studios?
I mean, we used to do open studios here. As you can see, there are 20 or so studio spaces. And last year and the year before, we did it here. But this year, there weren't enough people, so we do it now at Betka's, mm-hmm. Betka Milligan's house together, which is more central in town.
Which weekend?
The first and the second weekend.
Well, good luck this year then.
Thank you.